All right, so I'll first just talk about kind of first your thoughts on the season obviously being canceled early, and then just your overall thoughts on the Phantoms 2019-20 season.
Yeah, bittersweet, I guess, for me. I think those last 10 to 15 games for me are always extremely important just to end the season on the right note. And so I guess I just – there's a little bit of emptiness in regards to that. And then in terms of the season, I think everybody would have certainly liked things to turn out better and, you know, have the season go a different way. But it's just a learning process. And I guess we all just got to try and learn from it and move on the best we can.
Okay, Christy.
Hey, Alex. In terms of a potential taxi squad, black ace situation with the Flyers, for you as a goaltender, what's the timetable on you being back into hockey shape? What would it take for you to feel comfortable in terms of getting into a game or being prepared to do that?
I think in terms of just physical shape, I'm not necessarily so concerned about that. As a goalie, I think it's, for me at least, it's such a feel-based position. So just not being on the ice in a long time is tough. I don't know that it would take that long. It's tough to say, but there's definitely going to need to be an adjustment period, just getting your body used to, you know, that physical routine and just kind of getting the feel back, you know, which sometimes some summers it takes 2 weeks, some summers it takes 5 days on the ice. It's just kind of a feeling out process, but I don't think, you know, it's not going to take like 3 months or anything like that.
Hey, Alex, to follow up on what Christy asked, what have you been able to do during the shutdown to try and stay sharp both physically and mentally?
Yeah, I think I've always kind of had a desire to try and train myself, and I'm just analytical in that way by nature. So I really enjoy studying different ways of training, trying to get the best out of yourself through different pathways, you know, experimenting with different things in the summer. So it's actually been a really fun experience for me, trying to kind of create my own program. And it's also allowed me to get really goalie specific. Whereas, you know, a lot of times summer workouts, they're tailored for goalies. But it's a lot of things that are specific to like a skating stride, and a goalie, they just don't do those types of things all the time. So for me, it's been great just in terms of mobility, flexibility. I hate to sound like Tom Brady, but you know that the pliability is so important in our position. So I've been really focusing a lot on that.
Alex, I was talking to Greg Carey really right as the season got canceled and immediately after, and he was saying that, you know, you really feel for some of the teams and the players who had a shot to make a deep Calder Cup run this year. And even if that wasn't, you know, you guys this year, is that something that you as players in the league definitely think about?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, certainly we didn't have a chance at the, you know, the Calder Cup thing kind of, you know, we were out of it at that time, but I guess I look at it in terms of the Flyers, and I mean, even if we're there just practicing every day and I'm the, you know, just black acing or whatever the case may be, that's still an opportunity that I would really relish. And I think that they had a really special vibe going, and I was really looking forward to being able to hopefully be a part of something great. Because, I mean, I don't really care if I'm the third goalie or the starting goalie. You're part of that Stanley Cup experience. So I have never blacked ace. So I was really looking forward to that.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. I know it's sort of an uncertain time for a lot of guys, but as a person heading into the off season without a contract for next year, do you sort of see yourself entering the off season any differently, or is there anything really you or your agent can do? It seems just there's a lot of uncertainty in that aspect right now.
Yeah, I wish I could, you know, say this is our game plan, this isn't our game plan, but it just sounds like everything changes on a day-to-day basis in terms of the season. You know, obviously everybody's watching other professional sports leagues, seeing what they're doing. Even just the, in terms of like, you know, the reopening of the states, that's going to affect everything, the borders. So it's tough to say. I mean, I think, you know, it's not an ideal situation to be a free agent this year, but I just don't think that we can approach it any differently. And, you know, I was just really looking forward to, this is my first time ever being an unrestricted free agent. So I was looking forward to that process, and I'm going to continue to just try and put myself in the best position and just enjoy it as much as I can.
Everything I had was actually already touched on, so Amy, you can go ahead. Thank you for joining us, though.
No problem. Thank you guys for joining as well.
Thank you, Alex, and thanks, Maddie. Alex, despite, you know, team-wide, whatever, you know, the standings and the stats at the end of the season, you personally had some really good performances this year, and your stats were pretty impressive this year. What, looking back on, although it was a shortened season, what were the things that really fell into place for you this year that you're most pleased with as far as your development continues to go? And what are those things that you need, you think, for next season to take it even to another level?
You know, I think for me, I always try to think of it as just like a stepping stone or a ladder type situation where the least I want to do is keep my head above water, you know, in terms of my personal performance. I never want to have that feeling of, all right, I'm in a real bad spot here, or put myself in a disadvantageous position and now I got to fight back. That's the worst place to be. Just emotionally, you know, during the season, it's really tough to climb out of that. So I always try to at least, you know, remain some semblance of status quo. And so I was pleased with myself, certainly, that, you know, I think I kept my head above water, but there's just always so much room for improvement. And it's just like the farther I get into it, it's almost like the smarter you get, the less you know as a goalie. And I think, you know, in any profession, probably. And so I just feel like I have so much more to work on, so much more to improve on. I mean, already I've tried to take strides. I'm going to try and play quite a bit lighter next year and more mobile. I'm really trying to work on my mobility. I guess I just look at it in terms of like, all right, the things that I'm good at, let's make sure that they stay great and let's try and get them better. The things that I'm bad at, which is a laundry list of things, let's try and, you know, bump those up. The things that I'm mediocre at, let's try to make them really good and solid. So I think that you're always trying to improve all areas of your game. But specifically in the off season, I've had a good game plan, and this year I was healthy the whole year, which was the first time in my career. So I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on where I need to be physically heading into the season. And so, you know, availability is the best ability. And I think that that is so true in professional sports. So at least for the off season, that's my number one priority, is getting myself in the best physical shape possible. And I feel like I'm on a really good path for that right now. And in terms of the ice, I mean, I wish that there is more that I could do, you know, outside of juggling and hand eye, and we have vision training, things like that. But outside of that, it's just, we're really limited. So I'm trying to get creative, trying to get, you know, more explosive in my crease movements. And, you know, that just comes with strength and mobility and just doing everything to the best we can right now.
Alex, if and when the NHL does come back, and it certainly seems to be moving in that direction with the AHL's cancellation, the rosters are going to expand immediately. So every team is going to have to carry a third goalie. And you've already made a pretty important contribution to the Flyers this season because you want a very important home game against Colorado. So I know all you can do is just you know, get yourself ready to play. But is that something where you feel like, hey, you know, I have contributed something at that level this season, and I've shown that that if I'm needed to, you know, come into a game up there, I can, you know, I can do what I need to do.
It did. It gave me a lot of confidence. You know, last year did not, certainly not go the way I wanted it to in the NHL level. I started one game in Buffalo and I was pulled after the first period. So that's just, it's a bad feeling. And it was sitting in the pit of my stomach, until this year, because it's just like, it's so easy to second guess yourself. You don't know where you're at. Can I still do this? Just natural human questions. And so, you know, that gave me a lot of confidence just to be, if the situation does arise, just stay calm. I'm capable of doing it. And so, like, in terms of coming back, and let's say something does happen and the Flyers do opt to use me, I don't even want to assume that, but if they do, I'll have a lot more confidence. And I think it goes a long way with the team as well. And I just want them, you know, to be confident and being able to play me. And I hope that assuage their fears a little bit this year.
Alex, thanks for doing this. Just a quick question. With there being no real solid timeline for when a season may or may not start, how do you balance your training? How do you schedule it so that, you know, players often talk they want to hit a stride at a certain point, and without having that target, how do you do that? How do you balance not overtraining versus not undertraining?
Yeah, I think it's about finding a good routine. And, you know, I think I have already kind of made the mistake is after the season ended, I was just still in go mode and said, all right, I need to do everything possible. And but I felt like I was doing too much. And I think that there's also a level of emotional maturity that needs to be there that says, okay, if I want to keep this sustainable, I need to do it the right way. And balancing that, not getting overeager, because it's going to dip back down, you know, 2 weeks later, which is what I was feeling. I just was exhausting myself worrying about it. So I think, you know, having that maturity and I've been trying to find that balance every year as I've gotten older, I've been getting better at it. So it's easier for me now that I understand kind of where my body needs to be to perform at the best level. And so I feel confident in that. And I feel like right now, today, if they call this back, I just want to make sure that, okay, I'm good to go. And that's kind of been my mindset is if we got the call today, or if anything happened today, am I going to have the ability and feel confident in my body? And right now I do, for sure. And I just want to keep adding building blocks to my physical self, just to make sure that, because the mental side, it comes when you get back in the rink, back around the guys, but this time I'm just trying to kind of relax, and I'm actually at home in Minnesota for the first time since I left high school, living at home. So it's been great to kind of explore different aspects of my life, whether that's family or other things. And so I'm trying to keep a good balance, but also in the back of my brain, just, yeah, I know that I got to be sharp when the time comes.
All right. Any final questions for Alex?
I have one. I saw your little interview with Curtis Gabriel. I guess you're a big Fortnite guy. So I was curious if you were disappointed you weren't selected and Connor Bunneman was for this tournament. And is he better than you, or how did that go down?
It's funny because I'm a huge Fortnite fan, but I'm also the worst player on the team. I'm so comfortable saying that I'm really bad. I never played video games growing up, and now I love it, but I'm still really bad. And so that's fine with me. I'm over it. I just try to enjoy it at this point. He's really good. He's really, really good. So if you get a chance to talk to him, make sure you bend his ear about it.
Definitely will. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
You guys.
Thanks, Alex.